Thank you, Elena. My name is Courtney Weber. I'm at Cornell University. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the work I've done with Marvin Pritz on low tunnels in strawberries production. We've been using low tunnels to try to give growers opportunities to grow strawberries outside our normal production season, and we've also been then including these tunnels into our breeding program to develop some day-neutral varieties that are a little more suited to the New York climate. So we've done some trials in the last few years looking at different varieties, and we've noticed that the planting date seemed to make quite a bit of difference on how well they performed. So we put together a trial to look at planting dates for a couple of the varieties to see if we can give growers the right time, a window of when they can plant to have a good opportunity for production. So a little bit about the New York industry. So strawberries are very popular in the spring in New York because it's the first local fruit that hits the market, and people are really interested after the long cold winter to have some local fruit. And so growers often have a little bit of strawberries to start their season and get people interested in the local markets. Strawberries are the third leading fruit crop in New York after apples and grapes. And we are sixth in the country in acreage and in value in production, although it is still fairly small compared to the other areas. For the most part, growers are doing short day, June-bearing types. When you look from Long Island to the North Country, that season lasts from about May 15th to about July 15th. But in any one place, it's only about 5 weeks. So it is a very short season. And if you have some bad weather during that season, it's even shorter, especially if it rains on the weekend when a lot of people come to the farms. So we wanted to give growers an opportunity to have fruit longer throughout the season. And so with day neutrals and low tunnels, we see production into November in many cases, and we can really stretch that season out with some quality fruit. Unfortunately, that summer to fall season is also very challenging from a climate standpoint. So we get significant rainfall during that period. On average, over the last 3 years, we have 50 days of measurable rain at our station during that period. So when we don't use tunnels, and I'll show you some pictures of what happens when you don't use tunnels, we have a lot of problems with fruit rot, of course, and growers would have to be spraying constantly to try to stay ahead of the fungal pathogens. So, of course, in July, that's our hottest period of time. So we start out the season hot and humid. We end up that season in October and November. It's cold and wet, and it's the same plant trying to grow fruit. So it's a really challenging environment for the plants, and of course the days get shorter and shorter as we go forward as well. So we have less and less sunlight, but yet we're still trying to fruit the same plants. And the tunnel kind of mitigates some of those environmental problems that we see. So this is what happens if you don't have tunnels on. As they get into late September, early October, the plants start to sense the short days and they get cool nights. And they start to go dormant. That red coloration is often seen in the cool weather in the fall. We also see a lot of leaf disease starts to pop up. This is Albion without tunnels. They just kind of start shutting down because they recognize it's fall and it's time to go to sleep. This is some of the fungus problems we have. Of course, in July, then it's hot and humid. We see more anthracnose problems. And as we go into the fall, we start seeing more leather rot, phytophthora-based diseases. It's really hard to get good fruit quality without a lot of fungicide applications. And, of course, when the field's wet, it's hard to get into the field to put applications on without mucking up the field. So we see a lot of problems. This is Albion. Seascape is the other main variety that people are growing for the fall. Even worse, more susceptible than Albion than to these fruit rots. So it really is not an option to grow them without some kind of cover to keep the rain off. So this is the low tunnels. This is the setup from Dubois, which is Agro Innovations out of Quebec. It's a all-in-one kind of kit. When you buy something, they send you all the parts. Bungees holding up with the hoops. It works pretty nice. This particular plastic then has rows of holes along the bottom for aeration, but they sell others that it doesn't have those holes. It's worked pretty well. It's, you know, a lot of strawberry production around the world is in the Spanish-type tunnels to keep the rain off. Those are much more expensive than this setup, so this is a much more cost-effective approach for small growers to get into using some kind of tunnels for that fall production. So you can see the plants really like it. They grow really well. They stay green into the fall. They produce very good quality fruit because it doesn't get rained on, as long as you cover it when the rain comes. So you do have to pay attention. So generally, when it's raining, you have the sides down. On the clear days, you come out in the morning, open up the sides. As you go into the fall, you can keep the sides down at night to keep them warm. The beds keep a lot of warmth in them, and it keeps the plants growing and the fruit ripening. So you can see this is a picture in Ithaca, Marvin sent. This is early November, we start to get snowfall even, and the tunnels can keep them warm enough to get through the night and then still have some fruit ripening. Now, of course, at this point, they're only ripening fruit that's already developed. There's no more flower pollination at this point. The pollinators have all decided it's too late to pollinate any flowers. But we're still ripening that last crop of fruit into November. That's a picture, I think, Marvin's kitchen table. November 14th, 2014, still harvesting a lot of fruit, and very good quality fruit. I think that's actually San Andreas, which is very pretty fruit, maybe not the best tasting fruit. So what we looked at, two cultivars, and we've tested most of the cultivars that are out there, San Andreas, Monterey, Albion, Seascape, and they're mostly California varieties, because that's who has varieties for day neutral. From a fruit quality standpoint, the growers prefer Albion and sometimes Seascape because they taste a little better than most of the other varieties, and so they're still acceptable in our local markets where people are expecting a little more flavor. We put in bare root plants, just cold plants, and then we did four different planting gates, April 30th, May 15th, so about every 2 weeks for a two-month period. They're double rows, they're 10 inches apart, 25 centimeters, and about 5.5 feet between the row centers. So that comes to about 47,000 plants per hectare. It's 19,000 plants per acre if you were to plant a whole acre or a whole hectare, which there aren't very many plantings that big in New York for the fall, but people are putting some in it for irrigation. So that's that Dubois agro-identification. You know, it's a little expensive as a kit, but it's really nice because all the pieces come and you don't have to manufacture anything. We didn't use any fungicides or insecticides in Geneva. I don't think you did in Ithaca either. Just weed control between the rows. So it really does make for some nice fruit. This is what we see. You can see, So the early planting, you can see up here how the plants have already developed quite a bit. There's fruit. This is in early July. You can see the later plantings down here are really just getting established. And so you can imagine it does push the production a little bit later on the later planting and can affect the yield as well. So this is what we see in results. The blue bars are in Ithaca. The orange bars in Geneva. And this is Albion. And so with Albion, in Ithaca, we approached about almost 500 grams per plant on their early plantings, which translates into a little over 20,000 pounds per acre, which for us is a very good yield in New York. Growers would be very happy with that kind of yield. And you can see as the planting date got later, and this trend was similar in both Ithaca and Geneva, a little more dramatic in Geneva. The yield went down as we got a later planting date. I think the soil in Geneva is a little bit heavier, and it slowed the plants down growing a little. And I think we picked our flowers from the Frigo plants a little longer to let the plant develop before we let the flowers develop into fruit. And it affected the yield as we went forward. So this is for Albion. We saw a similar trend in Seascape. In general, Seascape did not work particularly well in the trial in Geneva. In Ithaca, we had a very clear correlation between planting date and yield. The yield kept going down the later they were planted. It's a little higher yielding overall, so we're over 500 grams per plant. And then we took them both plantings through the winter. So we covered them with straw, let them go dormant, covered them with straw, and the next spring took the straw off. And then we harvested the spring crop to see if we could get a second crop to allow the growers to have a summer crop as well. You see there's not a whole lot of extra yield that comes in, only about another, in Ithaca's case, only about another 100 grams per plant. So it really didn't produce a whole lot in the spring. And pretty even across all the treatments. The plants going into the fall then just, I think, were pretty played out. In Geneva, we saw a little more production And I think what we're seeing, and we've seen this in previous trials, if your yields are low in the fall, you get a higher yield in the spring. The plant's only going to produce so much. And I think if they're really producing heavy into the fall, the plant's just a little more stressed, doesn't have a lot of reserves, and just doesn't have enough oomph left in the next spring to produce a lot of fruit. So they didn't produce a tremendous amount of fruit in Geneva, but it did help a little bit with the yields. And generally, the day neutrals are very early in the spring for us. And so they are as early as some of the early season June bearers with good size and quality. But this is not the goal, really, to have the spring crop. So you really are looking to try to get the bigger fall crop. But this is kind of the effect we see. So this is Albion. We saw the same effect on Seascape. It was a little bit lower yielding than the later ones. It had a little more yield the next year. And this is Geneva, where the fall yield was fairly low across all the treatments. We had a little bit more production in the spring on that variety. So if a grower wanted to have both a fall and spring, Seascape might work a little better for that particular production system versus having all the fruit in the fall. If you look at fruit size, generally fruit in the beginning of the season was the largest, which is fairly typical. There's fewer fruit and they're very large, and then it drops off, but then it's pretty steady across the rest of the season in that 10 to about 12 grams per berry average across the whole production, and it was very uniform for the rest of the season. So for us, it's a very acceptable size to put into the baskets, and people are very happy with the quality that was coming off the fruit or off the plants. So generally, we see yield trended down with later planting dates. Really, if we're not getting into the ground by the end of May, we're probably too late. If we get into the June period, we're probably going to see a yield reduction for that fall crop. We tried to actually have this have an April 15th planting date as well, but the ground at that time, we really can't get into the ground reliably, so that's not. So where our window's looking at 1st of April to, the 1st of May, 15th of April to the 1st of May, or end of May is really our window. If we get past the 30th of May, we're too late. If you can get in earlier, maybe some people can, but generally we can't get into the ground. It's too wet. Pretty much Albion and Seascape did pretty well with yield. Fruit size in Seascape's generally smaller, which is, of course, a downside. And the growers do prefer Albion because of the fruit size mainly, and both of them are acceptable for quality. We did see a lot more difference in Seascape between the locations than we did at Albion. And generally, if we had a fall small crop, we saw a larger spring crop, so depending on the planting date and that size. And that fruit size then was pretty uniform across that season. I'd like to thank the New York State Farm Viability Institute, which is a state-funded granting agency that we really appreciate the funding this operation, and this, of course, the support of the New York State Berry Growers Association. They're very instrumental in supporting the berry program and some of the people that helped all the harvests that went on for months and months and months. So with that, if there's any questions, I will. Yes?
The low tunnels, I purchased four of those, but I haven't set them up yet. How did they do through the wintertime?
So we take them down in the winter. So the plastic comes off. You could leave the hoops in. We're putting straw down, so they're in the way for that. So if you're going to winter protect, I imagine they would handle some snow load if you wanted to leave the covers on. I've seen some growers will just take them down and put them alongside and leave them on the ground and leave the hoops up, and they do fine that way. Wind can be an issue, so you want to make sure they're tight. But they have a bungee for every hoop, and then you can pull them tight on the end. So they do hold up to wind. We're pretty windy in Geneva. And the plastic seems thin, but it's a lot tougher than it looks. We've used the plastic multiple seasons. We'll roll it up and roll it back out in the spring. And unless you have large animals causing problems, which occasionally a deer will go through or a raccoon and leave a big hole, but otherwise the little holes, they don't. It's pretty tough stuff. Question? Well, we can't get fresh tray plants in the spring, so they're just not available to us that time of year. We have done some work in the midsummer, but we can't generally get plants until about August, and that's a little too late for us to plant. But it's certainly of interest.
Yes? Thank you, Gordon.
All right.